This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jerry Dykstra, the Media Relations Director for Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations assisting the persecuted Christian church worldwide. Recently, Open Doors USA has joined the call for a pastor in Florida to abandon plans on 9/11 this coming Saturday to burn copies of the Quran to show animosity towards those who are responsible for those attacks nearly 9 years ago. And Jerry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
What do you believe is the main message that this group needs to hear? They've obviously heard a lot of objection to the burning of this Quran, but what is the message from Open Doors USA as to why they should cease and desist here?
Our message to them is that we're reaching out in love to Muslims, and that should be our message. And their message is one of hate. Now, I see this morning he was interviewed, Pastor Jones, and he said our message is not a message of hate, but I see different signs in their, on the lawn of the church that says Islam is the devil. And he written a book that says that Islam is of the devil. So that is contrary to everything that he is saying this morning. So what our message from Open Doors is please do not burn the Qurans on Saturday, on September 11th of all days. There's commanders of our army, of course, and there's some really a sense of danger that can endanger our troops overseas in places like Afghanistan. But from Open Doors' perspective, it also could really negatively affect Christians in countries like Iran and Afghanistan, Iraq, and Indonesia.
Talk about that a little bit more, Jerry. In these Muslim-dominated countries, and certainly where there's a strong prohibition against Christianity, what could believers in those countries be facing if, in fact, this goes forward?
They're already caught in the crosshairs because many of them have come to Christ from Islam. And there'll be a backlash, tremendous backlash against Christians in these countries if, in fact, the burning of the Quran by this renegade church in Florida happens. They will even be targets of even more persecution, even killings, and they'll be further discriminated against. So I don't think this pastor realizes that this will make tremendous repercussions all across the Muslim world where Christians also live. And we cannot forget them, and because they're maybe not a large community in some of these countries, but they are also our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Jerry, you called him a renegade pastor at this Dove World Outreach Center. What can you tell us about it, if anything?
What I know about the center is that it's a only has a 50-member fellowship, and if you get on their blog or whatever, it's all about hate, hate, hate. And as Christians, we're called to love our enemies, to reach out in love, and this is the message we need to present to people of all different faiths.
And what's the best way to do that? Obviously, as we get close to the anniversary, there are, and even throughout the year, there's a great emotion about what happened on 9/11 and other terrorist attacks around the world. What's the best way, in your opinion, through Open Doors and the work you've done, especially in Islamic countries, to reach out to those of the Muslim faith?
What we don't want to happen is what's this plan in Florida, because we're also forgetting the victims of 9/11 and for their families and for the, all the responders. And we also need to pray that this Quran burning does not take place, it is canceled. And we also need to pray for Christians in these other countries. We need to stand beside them. And if this does, in fact, happen, it will increase the violence. We've already seen some protests in places like Indonesia and Afghanistan. And that, I can guarantee you, that will spread. If this does happen, it will be caught on film. And it would just cause more pain for everybody. So I'm just pleading with Terry Jones to call this off. He's got all his publicity that he needs. And please, in the name of the Lord, that he does not go through with this.
Very interesting. Jerry, thank you so much for your time today. We'll certainly be following this story very closely.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Jerry Dykstra is the Media Relations Director at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations assisting the worldwide Christian church, especially those areas that are under intense persecution. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.